Well, good morning, everybody. This is Udata Power in Los Angeles, and we're so excited to be here. It's a Tuesday morning, and we're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, Los Angeles time. It's sunny today, and we're here for just 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus. It's an amazing way to start our day, because usually we get one aha, and with one aha, at least one aha, or another aha, two aha, three aha, you just keep putting them together, and it all starts making sense. It starts to gel. And I want to say thank you to the man who's put the call together, who's held it together for almost 12 years now. We're going to figure out when that birthday is. But he's a leader. He's a pillar in our company. He created Isagenix University with David Wood and Kathy Coover. He's an author of a book called Journey to Believable, which is really amazing. And he's created one of the most remarkable weekend retreats for self-development that I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of them. It's called Follow Your Bliss, and it's coming up soon. So I want to say thank you to him and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so very, very, very much, Udata Power. I'm so excited to be here with all of you, and thank you for all those kind words and all of you saying your names and just everything. I thought I heard someone say, which I'm going to say now, my name is Lenny Chocolate Mint Evans. Like, I am so excited about chocolate mint right now. Like, I love that flavor. There's something about what they did with it. It made me reflect on being in Isagenix for 13 years now, and there was originally three flavors that I remember in 2004 and 5, and it was chocolate, vanilla, and they were good. You know, they were the best shake I'd ever had. Now, our shakes are way better now, but they were the best I'd ever had at the time. But they had a cookies and cream for kids, and man, we ordered that all the time.
All the time.
They loved it, loved it. And then we got rid of that, so maybe we'll come back with a cookies and cream at some point. So anyway, guys, welcome to the call. Let's all take a big, deep breath, and let's just practice just a little bit of kindness right now and compassion, and maybe imagine someone that you've been thinking about lately, and close your eyes. And then as we breathe, just send them kindness by maybe granting them, you know, what they're seeking right now, if you could do such a thing. It's a good practice. On three, let's breathe in and gently smile. One, two, three, breathe in. And send that kindness and that gift and that answer. And let that go. Thank you so much for breathing together. I love it. I got a lot of messages yesterday that said, no. We totally drink and breathe with you. Good. I hope so. So here we go, guys. Let's imbibe. Amp Knox for me. I know a lot of you are going to drink some coffee or water or whatever it is. If all you have access to right now is water, drink it. I don't even know if it's possible to drink enough, you know, liquids, and especially the delicious Isagenix liquid. By the way, just a quick thing before I turn the call over. I was just on a call with Dave and Carrie MacArthur, and oh my goodness, wow. More on that later, because that's a deep, deep, deep journey that we're going on, and a beautiful journey into who we really are, and it's beautiful. But I just want to offer a quick little thing. Every time you have an empty Isagenix container, Mary Newman taught me this, and I do it all the time, and I never really talk about it. The thing I do by myself, but like when I empty the canister of shake, or if I empty a canister of greens, or if it's the last bit, or I'm going to empty a canister of the Cleanse for Life or Ionic Supreme, or it's liquid, or I do it all. I do liquid, I do powder, I do it. Every time there's an empty, it's like this celebration that you were diligent enough to put that the contents of the entire container into your body, and it's like, yes, your body is shouting cheers of joy that you were diligent enough to finish a whole bottle of cleanse or this or that. So I just say, make that an extra moment to smile and celebrate every time, because it's worthy of celebration, truly, in this day and age of pure toxicity that we live in. It's a celebratory reason to smile and breathe and just get a little happy. So with that, I would love to bring onto the call someone who I really highly admire and so grateful for, someone who's taught me so much and continues to teach me and inspire me, actress, playwright, singer, dancer, and everythinger. Like, she's done it all. Like, it's amazing. Been to India with Osho and the whole nine yards. You've done it, Power. We just love you. I love you. So
good morning. Thank
Good morning.
You. Thank you, Lenny. Yeah, oh my gosh. You know, that was such a risk. That was such a leap to go to India. What was it, 1978 for me? And I knew I had to go. I wanted to go, and I had booked a series. And I had a little time in between, and I eked out whatever it was about $2,000 to go out, to go and round. And I went, a friend of mine had already been there. We went together. We arrived in Pune, which is this little town outside, 2 hours outside Bombay, at like in the middle of the night, and the hotel didn't have our reservation. So now we're in the middle of a strange place in the middle of the night with cows walking down the street. It was a real adventure, and I didn't know what I was going to come home to, except I did come home to do a series, but which was great. But it was an adventure, and who would have known it would have been so profound. The story of, oh my gosh, going to the master is extraordinary. Anyway, but that was another story. And just so you know, the cookies and cream, when they decided to discontinue them, I think I bought 15 of them. And I parsed them out slowly because I love that shake. That was wonderful. Anyway, so hi, Lenny. I've had such an amazing week. And I was up in, I call it Shangri-La. I was up at the Ojai Valley Inn. Josh said he had been trying to take a vacation. He had gotten no vacation over Christmas and over January because he's opened his own studio at his home and he was working and things were crazy and lots of work is pouring in, and all of a sudden the opening happened and he said we're going. And here's the unusual thing. I realized that all the trips that I've taken for the most part have been to do something. You know, even when I went to India, it was to see Osho. It was a tremendous expenditure of energy. But I've been gone to, you know, when I would take a weekend off, it would be to go to Isagenix University or Celebration or New Year's kickoff. And that's not a relaxation. That's not a refuel your batteries. That's a being inspired, but that's not relaxing. So this one we intended to just relax and get enough sleep, catch up on sleep, and just really have an amazing time. And the beauty of it is before I left, somebody I'd been talking to literally for years called me and said she wanted to start on the cleanse, and I obviously signed her up and kept texting with her while we were there. But then as I got there, somebody else said, oh, yeah, now I've got somebody else who's signing up. I thought, oh, my gosh. And as soon as I got home, we got rested, and as soon as I got home, somebody I'd been talking to for literally years called me up and said, okay, I'm ready. I don't know what that's about, but I think sometimes when we take, it's about energy. It's about when we relax. It's also about something that I saw last night. Anyway, so just so you know, I had the most amazing rest, and we slept a lot. We meditated, did massages, and I never in a million years could have done that had I not had Isagenix. I didn't have to worry about money coming in, and it would be there on Monday, and there was plenty of money, there was plenty of time. And prior to Isagenix, I was literally working all night sometimes, word processing, sewing, doing whatever I could to make sure I paid my nut here in Los Angeles, which is very expensive. And the way I got into Isagenix was that I realized that my health was failing me because I never rested. Sometimes I was working all night just to, again, pay a few bills. And so to be able to go away to a very posh resort that was originally the Shangri-La that Frank Capra directed, that's where he chose to create Shangri-La in the movie Lost Horizon, the 1936 Academy Award winner, which is really a wonderful movie. And that's where the word Shangri-La came from. It was a book first by James Hilton. And it was a magical place. And this, it couldn't have been more perfect because it is a magical place. And there was a tremendous amount of rest that happened there for us in this vortex, this energy field. And but the interesting thing was how it opened up all the flows. And I had been told by coaches over and over again that every 3 months you've got it. Brandon Burchard, I studied with him for a year and a half, and he said every 3 months you've got to take 3 days off, just completely quiet. And I never quite did that until now. And I just want to tell you, it's a really good idea because you have to work hard, but you have to also rest as well. And So I've gotten home and got back to the saddle, and people are calling. I'm just kind of floored that this other person called and said, "I'm ready to sign up." And then last night I was doing some work. I was clearing some things, and I had stumbled on a movie on Amazon, and I wanted to talk about it because this has to do with what happened and some of the things that I've been working on. And it's called E-Motion. And Joe Dispenza's in it, and there's a lot of other well-known people that are talking about all the things we talk about on this call, all the things that Dave is talking about. But they're also talking about these packets of emotion that gets lodged in our physical system. And because I've often thought, and I've discovered for myself, that as I have affirmations and I program goals, I say, well, I want this to happen and I want that to happen, I'm going to do that, and I start pushing against it, that doesn't work. The more I can relax, or I will come up against something that I think is on the outside, some resistance that I think is outside of me. And I've done this over and over and over into my life until I realized, well, I've been doing it over and over and over, and if I keep doing the same thing over and over, it's just going to get the same result. But where is it? No, I'm going to make it all happen. Yes. And I come up against some obstacle. And that obstacle, I finally realized, is not outside of me. It's something, it's a conversation inside of me. And one of the men on this movie, and I'm going to suggest that you all take a look at it, called E-Motion. It's on Amazon for $2.99. And I'm actually going to go buy a copy of it now because I think it's important enough to take a look at for people to understand that what happens is we get these emotional knots that are buried in our consciousness. And they even showed a little infant, a reenactment of a visualization of an infant in a mother's womb or a fetus being downloaded a lot of energy that the mother's feeling and the father's feeling while she's pregnant. We get all this stuff loaded into and downloaded into our computer. And then we're just operating on those things. And then there'll be, and those things determine our health. They determine, how we feel about life, whether we're upbeat or depressed. They how much money we make, whether or not, things that frighten us. And they were talking about that is it's any disease is a disorganization of the energy system in some place. And one of the gentlemen was saying, it's a conversation opener. When you have the same thing going on over and over and over, you keep encountering the same things in your life over and over and over. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting this kind of opposition again. Oh, my gosh, it's not them, it's us. And we're calling in things to open the conversation with ourselves to be able to reconfigure that part of our energy system. And it's the first time I've been thinking about all this. I've been working it out as I've been talking about the Law of Blooming and the franchise. That's what I've been working on specifically. So it was really exciting for me, after coming off a real, real rest and having things open up and flow, to be able to see, to say, well, I've got some work to do. I'm doing something and have a little project going on. Let me just turn on this movie and take a look. And they see it validating all the stuff I'm talking about, because there were some things that are running us in our subconscious mind that it takes a while to look at and to see. And some things we've taken, trauma, fear, things that we've learned, oh, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, that are just built in so much. It's like a fish swimming through water. The fish doesn't see the water. It doesn't recognize it as water. It's just in the water. We just think that's how it is. And it's not. All of us can be healthy and wealthy, and it doesn't depend on how old or how young we are, and it doesn't depend upon our level of education. It depends on, because I know a lot of brilliant people, several people who are geniuses that didn't have this component in it, just didn't look through this and literally couldn't get their genius out into the world. It would peter out because they didn't have the component of, I've got to thrive financially and I've got to keep my body really strong. And so I'm just talking about, there are these packets of energy that are stuck in our energy system, and there's ways to undo them, because when we start finding the same thing happening over and over again, those are things we get to change, not resist, not push down. Those feelings, we get to shift those feelings, reprogram them, not say, I'm not going to feel this. Is we want to go into those feelings and then re-sculpt them and feel, instead of lack, a sense of lack, we want to feel, as Dave is always saying, the sense of abundance, and so much abundance that we are worthy of having all of that abundance. And a lot of us have stops on those things. And I know a lot of women are working themselves so hard, you know, I don't know, this is my front door, so I'm in the middle of talking, so I can't answer the front door. Anyway, it's a profound movie, and I want to suggest people take a look at it, because it has to do with everything we are doing. And I'm sorry, there's somebody at my front door, and there's never anybody at my front door. I'm like, what? Who is this? Anyway, so let me send it back to you, just so I can check and see who's at my front door. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Well, I love everything you've been talking about, Donna, and I know everybody's been following along. And one of the things you're bringing up is the work that Jen Valadez is all about, helping people release those emotional packets that got trapped somehow in the body, you know. And so anyway... that reminds me, we should have her on again and talk about that. But, it's interesting. Dave MacArthur said something today that I want to repeat, and I want to repeat it right now just because it comes into a beautiful moment here, which ties together what you just taught us. You taught us a couple of different things, but this thing about this worthiness, he said something that really blessed me. Like, I had a massive aha moment, me, this morning on that call, and he said that, so if you're thinking about a law, then let's say that you break the law and you receive the penalty of breaking the law or whatever, and let's just imagine that law is the law of gravity, and let's just take that example. So let's say you fall, you stumble, you get all dirty, and the longer you lay down and blame the trip and blame the fall and get all gross and muddy, that's just your choice. The law is not mad at you. The law can't be mad or happy. The law is the law is the law. So the sooner you get up and shake yourself off and brush yourself off, the better. And then Carrie said something about learning how to even have fun in the fall, because everyone's going to fall. You fall daily in these different areas, but it's having fun in the fall, shaking it off quickly, and let's move on. And I think that's just to help me so much understand that, you know what, there's no... It's just the faster we can brush ourselves off, the sooner we can get back in harmony with the alignment. The law doesn't care, and so there's all these laws. So that's the experience of life. It makes it delicious, and we're all part of the conversation. And that's what you keep reminding me about, Donna. So just thank you for who you are and the messages you constantly bring to us.
Well, the work that Jen Valadez has done is pretty extraordinary, and I've been using it a lot at home now, and it's causing, we'll talk about it another time, but it's pretty remarkable in terms of looking at those packages and releasing them and letting them go, and so it's worth that conversation.
Well, yeah, and all of us deserve a guide. You know, we're not going to somebody to heal us. We're going to a guide that guide us to healing ourselves. And the quicker we can let go of that and shake it off, the better, and get back in harmony with a certain, you know, it just makes so much sense. It's so beautiful. The conversation is constantly evolving. And, guys, it's about taking 100% responsibility. That's what it really comes down to. I know that that's kind of an older teaching, but that's the teaching, you know, and waking up to that. We have created everything we have ever experienced, and especially in all the areas that we're living now. The moment we see that we alone created it through the seeds we planted, just the more of an awakening we can have. And it's such a beautiful place to be, because there's no place for, there's no room for pointing a finger and blaming. There's no room. There's no room for blaming something else. You can always just breathe it in and breathe it out. So I just love it. I love it. I love it. And today, Rhonda Collier is going to be teaching us from on high on her Playing in the Field with the Pros call on Tuesday, because it's a Tuesday. Debbie rocked it yesterday, and it's a beautiful call. So jump on that one, guys. Thank you so much for showing up. And remember, two words as we part. Everybody breathe in, hold it, and the two words for you are chocolate mint. Breathe out. Okay, that's two, one, two, three, isogenic people. Let your arms fist. All right, we're live, guys. Let's do it. One, two, three.